This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A little piece of American sporting history died this weekend. Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford was 84 when he passed away unexpectedly yesterday. To a lot of people, Gifford was probably better known as a member of the Monday Night Football crew through the 1970s and the 80s and most of the 90s, or even possibly known as Kathy Lee Gifford's husband. It's because he played and starred in the NFL before football became the national sport in this country, back when boxing was a Friday night feature on network television and football was more college, really, than pro. So maybe more than anybody else in the history of the game, Gifford's career is a timeline for what football in America has become. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes it from there.
Let's start with a little context. Last year's number one draft pick, Jadeveon Clowney, signed a contract with the Houston Texans for more than $22 million a year and got $14 million just for signing. Frank Gifford was the number one pick of the New York Giants in 1952.
He signed for a $250 signing bonus.
Jackson Michael wrote The Game Before the Money. He says Gifford played for a whopping $8,000 a year. The son of an oil field worker was a star at USC, but when he got to the NFL, more people were interested in baseball than pro football.
You know, the league wasn't as popular back then in 1952. Television really helped increase pro football's popularity.
And when Gifford retired, TV was waiting.
So it was like, okay, we need an NFL guy.
That's Coach TJ Troop. He's a former player and coach who's written two books on the NFL. He says hiring Gifford in the early 60s to help broadcast was a no-brainer.
If you were a Giant in Manhattan and playing well, why not make the transition if you can?
Gifford joined Monday Night Football in its second season in 1971. In his 26-year tenure, the broadcast went from strictly X's and O's to a celebrity culture all its own, and so did football. Jackson Michael says today's game is as much about theater as it is about winners and losers.
Yeah, it's much more entertainment. It's made for television.
Which translates into big bucks for owners and teams. One estimate has the league's TV revenue alone topping $6 billion next year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.